Black Crowes, hard to handle, about 8.3 the snake. It's the classic rock station. Kendra Wolf here, hanging out with the second Dustin of the week. Dustin Godfrey, how's it going?
Good.
Bet you didn't know that. I had a Dustin in here yesterday. It's very exciting. So your event is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, and you're with the Twin Falls Optimists and Wings of Things. It's that time of year already. It feels like I'm just talking about this.
It is. It's crazy. Gearing up for football season and... Yeah. Ready for some good food and a lot of fun, and should be a good event this year.
And I mean, it's called Wings and Things, for goodness sakes. But basically, ultimate tailgating challenge, is that kind of how's it going to go?
Yeah, it's the city park from 12 to 4, and yeah. we have everyone from big name businesses to just local people, from down the street.
My father-in-law or something.
Yeah,
right? I can make these wings. So is it, so they're making like the best wings, the hottest wings? I mean, what's the deal here?
Well, we have five different categories. Ooh, so that's the things portion of it. So we have wings, barbecue, Dutch oven, chili, and then no rules, anything goes categories. So you could get everything from cookies to, wings. So,
that could be fun.
It's good food.
Cool. So people compete for this, every single year. I mean, this obviously isn't the first time you guys have done this. Is this kind of become a cult following? Are people looking forward to this stuff?
A little bit. We keep getting more and more people out every year. So it's more so, it's not a competition per se. They just come and participate and kind of. Yeah, you try and tell them that, right? But they just participate to help us out because all the money we raise goes back to the kids in the community. And this year we're doing our halftime show again.
Okay.
So which is where we've got local coaches from the schools that will show up and have a wing eating competition. So it's a chance for some of the kids to get out and yell at the coach for once.
Your favorite coaches will have wings all over their faces, and it's depending on what kind of sauce, it's probably burning.
Yes.
So that's
maybe I shouldn't say yell. Maybe encourage loudly.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, that sounds amazing. I would love that if when I was in high school. So speaking of the money for the schools, you guys have raised a lot of money for the schools. Over $30,000.
Yeah, the last 2 years we've given $35,000 to O'Leary for their track.
Wow.
So. This year, we're hoping to give out quite a bit of money at the event itself to some of the schools. And
that's cool.
If we have leftover, we'll figure out another kid-worthy cause to give that to. So all the schools can walk away with money as well. We do a school spirit award. So come show your colors and cheer the coaches on. And then we have what we call Burpees for Bucks this year. So
what's that?
You know what burpees are. Military people and police would know what burpees are. Some other people might know them as up-downs.
It's kind of a
football physical.
Yeah, those are hard.
Yeah, when you get in trouble, you have to do them. But we have some
cool.
professional people, trainers, that are going to be out there. So if you have a wristband to sample all the food, you can find their tent. Probably before you sample food might be a good idea, but you can donate up to 10 burpees for whatever school you choose, and you'll tell them what school you're donating your 10 burpees to.
Cool.
They'll modify them for any physical
age,
anything like that. They
so
can
no
modify
excuses.
Them. No excuses. and we're going to give 50 cents for every burpee towards that school, up to $500. So
that is cool. So if everyone goes and just does their burpees and then eats
and
as
then
much
eat
as they
some
want.
Food and then cheer on the coaches, you have a good afternoon.
No one's going to feel bad about eating stuff in their faces if you do this. Speaking of that, $10 to get in, right? I mean,
$10 to get in.
You get to sample stuff?
You get to sample all the categories.
Wow.
So you just go around and then you get to vote for your favorite one. So
that's fun.
A lot of the times the People's Choice Awards don't line up with the judges' awards, so it's kind of interesting.
Very cool. All right, this is awesome. Okay, so not this Saturday, but next Saturday over at Twin Falls City Park. Twin Falls Optimists at it again, having a great time and stuffing our faces, wings and things. Dustin, anything else? Can people find out more? You got a Facebook page, a website or something?
Yeah, I don't think we...
No? Well, hey, we're going to make sure everything's online. 983thesnake.com. No worries, dude.
Perfect.
Stuff your faces and get those burpees out.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. It's 98.3 The Snake.